This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Last month, the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh featured a talk by journalist Peter Bergen, whose 2012 book, Manhunt, chronicles the search for Osama bin Laden. In preparation for that visit, Council President Steve Sokol spent some time reading Bergen's book. It's all part of the job, but one Sokol says he's happy to do.
I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's a really compelling story. It's an interesting story, one that I think is relevant today, particularly after Boston and the fact that everybody's reflecting on terrorism and counterterrorism measures and the way in which he goes about describing the resources that were really brought into play to track down bin Laden is a great story.
When you're trying to bring people in to speak or to work with your programs, how much of that is driven by things that you've come across in your reading? Do you actively go out and try to recruit authors that you admire?
It's a mix. I mean, part of it is we at the World Affairs Council try to be responsive to the news and try to react to developments that are unfolding. But what makes the job great is we can also go after sort of whoever and whatever we want to at any given time. Many people might have followed the story of David Rode, the New York Times journalist who was kidnapped by the Taliban and held in captivity in northern Waziristan for about 7 months. Well, we had him come and speak a couple of years ago about his book, A Rope and a Prayer. That was something where I had met David shortly after he was back and heard that he was working on a book project and thought, wow, to see an entire book about his experience would be really, really fascinating. One of the other books that's on my bedside table that I'm working on is a book called Two Nations Indivisible by Shannon O'Neill. She's a researcher at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, and she focuses on Latin America. And her new book, Two Nations Indivisible, is about Mexico. And so I'm reading that book partly in the hope that I can make a pitch to Shannon that she'll come to Pittsburgh mm-hmm. and talk a little bit about what's going on in Mexico.
Do you mainly stick to current affairs and history and sort of hard nonfiction, or do you get into other genres too?
I have been a big fan of fiction writing. I'm a big Ian McEwan fan. I think some of his novels like Amsterdam, Enduring Love, are really complicated stories that put people in ethical dilemmas. And I've heard some good things about Sweet Tooth, so that's certainly on my summer reading list. David Mitchell, who I discovered early on, people might know him because of the recent film that was made of his book, Cloud Atlas, but he wrote a couple of other books that I think are even better than Cloud Atlas. Ghostwritten was one of them, and Number 9, Dream. They're books that are very realistic, but also fantastical. One writer who I've been a big fan of for a number of years is Haruki Murakami. My favorite novel of his is Wind Up Bird Chronicle. Mm-hmm. The other book, which is very, very different, is what I talk about when I talk about running, mm-hmm. because he's a marathon runner and a triathlete. And having run a number of marathons myself, I thought it was really, really interesting. He talks about how writing and running gave him a new sense of discipline and really sort of changed his life in a big way.
Tell me you don't read Japanese, too.
I don't. Right, not in the original, no. I mean, my German is fluent, my French is passable, but that's where my language ability stops.
I'm looking for the person who can explain Murakami to me from, you know, the first language vantage point.
I'll see if I can find somebody.
All right.
For
yeah,
you
let
for
me know.
That.
Hook me up.
I had actually tried to invite Murakami to come and speak in Pittsburgh and heard from a couple of different people that he actually doesn't travel very much.
Maybe he'll come run the marathon.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Steve Sokol is president of the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh. You'll find more on his reading picks and many others at WESA.FM. Tell us what's on your reading list on Twitter at Booksburg or send an email to speakingvolumes@WESA.FM. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County. Thanks for listening.